Ah, geez, tough game. Mixed emotions really since we could have came. Should have came away with something, but I suppose like that coming to Galway is a tough task, and I suppose there was a stage there it looked like the game was going away from us, but we brought it back. But I suppose the draw was a fair result in the end of it.
If we talk through like the first half, there nine wides, you're going to their cost, you really.
Yeah, big time. Yeah, and like we had, even in the second half, kicked a few balls into keeper's hands, and you know they're just silly mistakes, and just a bit of composure, another solo maybe, just to steady ourselves can make the difference there. And in fairness to Galway, any chance they got, they nearly converted most of them, and like that, it's good to see us creating chances, but like that we need to be scoring too. But like that we have seven days now to turn around and try and get going again, and I think Kildare gave me a good beating today, so that like that will be a big challenge for next weekend.
Like you said, it started the second half, Galway got a good run on you, much like the first half, you settled into it and regained started to dominate again.
Yeah, like that. We know our strengths. Like we can move the ball fairly well, and we were doing that very well. And especially when John O'Rourke and Colm Lee came on, the other great fellas to come on, and Dunica, very intelligent footballers. And we knew if we just got the ball across the middle of the field and got into them, that they would do serious damage. And they kicked some great scores. But like that is just unfortunate that we just didn't capitalise and we ended up 2 points. It looked like the game was over, but like that they got to run on us again. A few of us were fairly heavy in the legs there at the end and the front hard to get back. But like that, the more and more games you play, the better we'll get. And I suppose like that, for a lot of us, that's only our first game in a few months. Like so, the more and more games we get, the better we'll be going forward. And today, coming up here was always going to be a big challenge, but I suppose we came out something anyway, and hopefully we can bring something to next weekend.
As you say, lads, coming back in, like you did feature against Donegal last year, but your first game back at Cork since 2014.
Yeah, I was absolutely delighted to get the go ahead today, especially when I missed all the McGrath Cup. I was been off, I'd have a start today, so I was delighted to get in. And like that, it's just to get the movement in the legs and the match, because like that you could train as much as you want, you could do as much runs as you want, but when you get out on the field, it's a totally different story regards to fitness wise, and the more match fitness you can get, the better it'll be. So like that, hopefully stay injury free, you know, and get more games under my belt, and just keep moving forward. And John, really looking forward to the next few weeks and months.
And as you said, with that Kildare match next week, do you think, you know, the fact that you go away with a point from today, it is a good start, it's very positive?
Yeah, definitely. Like that, we have to take it as a positive, really. Like, there's no point in looking to keep putting the head down and saying, Jesus, what if, and we should have done this, we shouldn't have done that. But so, like that, we just have to lift the heads now and drive on. And like that, it's a very competitive league, and we'll take a lot of good things from today, and we'll move on. And, you know, we've good fellas that came on today, but a lot of good fellas that didn't get a run today, and if they get the opportunity, they'll do just the same job as the rest of the lads. So there's great competition there, and there's more fellas come back from injury. So we'll definitely take a lot of great things from today, and we just like that move forward again, and work hard this week and recover fast and get going again.
Rory Dean, I have to say, first of all, that point you took in the very late stages, let me look, 30 minutes played in the second half to put Cork ahead, that was a serious score.
I suppose it was nice to get it all right, but my shooting can be a bit erratic at times, as we saw against Kerry, so thankfully it went over today. I said after that game that another day they might go over, so I'm happy enough that it did today.
Yeah, that was a good point to put you ahead, and Cullum followed it up, Cullum O'Neill, with a fifth point in the second half from him to put you ahead, but then those two late points from Galway and a draw. How do you feel about that result?
Fairly devastated, to be honest. Like, you know, we really wanted to win up here today, and I thought we worked very hard to achieve this, but just didn't really work out for us in the end. I suppose we kept ball for about maybe 4 minute spell there once, trying to work a chance. We were just being patient, but to be fair they held tight at the back and turned us over around the middle and just went up, kicked a point and got another point. So it's a bit disheartening, but we went up and we tried to make another attempt and just missed that free at the end. So as I say, massive sense of disappointment in the changing room, because we wanted the 2 points so bad and get the league off to a good start.
I think performance wise though, it was a good start. Would you feel, you know, despite maybe the missed opportunities?
I suppose we've just got to have a look at that this week now. Like, it's easy to say park it, but I definitely want to go back and have a look at it and see where we can improve, and then we'll focus 100% on Kildare. So hopefully maybe get a look at that tonight and work on that. But I can't say we're happy, but I suppose, look, we got a point, so we've got to take something from it. But again, there's only a 7-day turnaround to this game, and that can be tough. So We've got to park it when we get that over with and see what we can do next weekend.
Right, well, give me your thoughts then on maybe the positives and the negatives of your performance today from your point of view.
I suppose from my point of view, we worked very hard out there. Everyone was trying to do their own job and focus on themselves, do the best they can for the team. Like the likes of Ian there coming off, he worked so hard for the team and a lot of it is selfless work. So, like, everyone's just got to row in and we've got to work hard and keep it going for next weekend now.
As you said, next weekend now, it's Kildare. They won today. It'll be another tough one on the road.
Very tough game, but look, there's going to be no easy game in Division 2 here, and hopefully we can just push it on and get a good performance against them again next weekend.
Cork selector Owen O'Neill, point gained, point lost.
Yeah, 50-50 cashback. Yeah, it was definitely something that I thought, with a couple of minutes to go, I thought we had a one. In fairness to Galway, they showed great result. They got two great scores, in fairness to them, and we missed a free at the end, maybe to snatch it off of them. But look, as you said, we've a point one as well. You know, it was a tough place to come up. It was a very tough game to start with. You know, a team that had won the FBD League last week, and you know, we're kind of champions, you know, and playing in their own backyard. So, you know, from that point of view, the spirit that the lads showed and the appetite for work and the drive to get something out of the game, when, you know, they had a lot of chances, they were missed. They could have dropped the head very easily, but they didn't, and they stuck to the task. And, you know, you have to be pleased with that. But again, it's over now. Next week is coming up very fast as well, so we'll just drive on from there.
Okay, well, let's look at the performance. Work rate, very good. Passing was very, very good. But the opportunities, the missed opportunities, particularly in the first half with 9 wides.
Absolutely. I mean, we just talked about it there ourselves just briefly. You know, that, you know, you can't at this level. If you do that, you know, it does come back and and that's what happened to us. Basically, came back, caught us by the end of it. Those couple of extra chances, you know, we maybe had one with a chance in the second half for the goal, maybe as penalty as well. And you know, it just, we have to take the chances. And you know, but on another day, missing those chances might have cost us a point. You know, we got very good scores as well at times there when the pressure came on there. Cullum came on, John O'Rourke came on, got great scores, and we had great options off the bench today that really contributed when they came on. And that's what we're doing. We had to build a panel. Some of these guys weren't available to us, especially at the early part of the league last year. And now that they are, you know, you can see what contribution they can make. They have that quality to come on and make an impact for us. So from that point of view, you know, we have to be positive on it. You have to look at the positives. But, you know, at this point we didn't win, but, you know, take that going forward for next week.
Yeah, I'd say, like, if I said to you when I spoke to you in the preview that, you know, you come to go and take a point away, not that you would have been happy, but, you know, it is positive, like.
It is. 3 minutes into three time, we would definitely take it. I just said to Morgan, myself, we're standing at the sideline, we're saying, we take it now, probably, you know, and then we had the opportunity to win it. So, you know, it is what it is. You know, it's over now. We have to reflect on it. You know, the lads are disappointed, and that's a good sign of them too. You know, they are ambitious. They want to drive on, but it's, you know, it is a point gained. You know, and I'm sure Galway know that they're in the game as well. And you know, if you look at it objectively, I think we were a better team in the game, and we just didn't get the result. But look, that's life. We have to live on and drive on, and we've Kildare, who I think won by 10 points today. So that's the enormity of this league. People are taking it for granted. It's tough to get out of it. And you know, and we're working very hard to build on this week, and on the performance today. We're going to work hard again this week and see if we can get a result next week.
Brian O'Driscoll got sent off there at the very end. Second yellow. What happened?
Do you know what, I was discussing it. I actually didn't see the first yellow. I didn't know he was on a yellow card, but obviously there was just a bit of scuffle. There was a bit of handbaggy stuff, really. I didn't think it was that serious, but you know, he got a yellow card for it, and that resulted in the second. The Galway guy got a yellow as well, so the two of them got yellows, and he got a red because of the other one. I actually didn't see the first incident.
No bearing anyway going
forward. No bearing, hopefully, yeah. So, I mean, look, it's just, you know, you should know better off, you know, but look, you know, I mean, it was a tense game, that'll show you, you know, it was played at a good intensity, you know, it was there was nothing, you know, nothing spared out of it by both teams, and that's a great place to be, you know, that's what the league is about. Leagues are tough now, people put a lot of store in them, and, you know, that's what's at stake, you know.
Just housekeeping, the couple of lads there at the start of the game, Peter Kelleher, first of all, ruled out, I understand, Ascania yesterday of injury.
Yeah, he just got a bit of a kick in the back. Just kind of a simple enough thing, really, and it just bothered him, and he couldn't. He was too stiff to play. Basically, it's as simple as that. So we're hoping that we can get Peter back as soon as we can. You know, we'll know later on in the week about that one. And Stephen Cronin just twinged his hamstring in the warm up, and it was as simple as that. He was ready to go and playing very, very well for us. So disappointed for Stephen, but you know, hopefully we'll get him back as fast as we can as well.
You mentioned some of the fine scores taken from the players that came into the game in the second half. He used a lot of subs today, which is positive for the squad going forward.
Absolutely, you know, our bench was strong. You know, we did have options off the bench today, and you know, you need to have them. You know, I mean, the game is played at a very high pace, at the middle third of the game especially, and you know, our guys work very, very hard, and we introduce legs and a bit of finishing power at the end of it, which we have those kind of players available to us, you know, and they came on at times and they all made a contribution. John O'Rourke made a great contribution, Cullum made a great contribution, Dunica came on and had a you know, steady things down a little bit for us as well. So you know, Barry Driscoll came on, Brian Driscoll came on, they're very good players, and you know, they just need to get more game time, and that's, you know, and having them on the bench is a great thing for for us.
And actually, just to mention for Paul Kerrigan's goal, because it was a very tidy finish to a good movement up front from the lads. A lot of players involved in that movement.
Brilliant, you know, and that's what they can do, you know. I mean, Galway did play a lot of guys behind the ball today, and we did slip the ball very, very well in that move, and Paul stuck a very good finish, and Paul is very good at doing that, coming at the end of the moves and really getting a finish to it. So, you know, but, you know, the other side of that is that we missed a lot of other chances too for goals. So, you know, take the positive and learn from the negative, I guess.
And Kildare, as you said, now next week, who did have a big win today?
Big win playing away as well. You know, fair play to them. They played a me team with a lot of work done as well, played them away. So, look, this is the challenge. Fermanagh is the game after that, and they went up to Newry yesterday and won very well as well. So there's a lot of very good teams in this, and it's going to be very, very tight. You know, next week is a very tough game for us. We have to go up to Kildare, which is a notoriously hard place for Cork teams to go and get results. So that's the challenge. But, you know, we're looking forward to that too.
That's an overnight then, is it, for next week?
No, I would say we'd probably go up on the day for Kildare. You know, the road is good.
Okay. Good stuff. All right, best of luck next week. Thanks for that.
Appreciate it.